Success in the NFL is quantified by statistics, box scores, and championships. Wins are a seemingly uncomplicated unit of measure. You're either credited with them or you're not. What is intangible when examining this data is that which occurs on the days that games are not played. These moments are what often determine the difference between victory and defeat. It's March 21st, and veteran Nnamdi Asamoah has organized a players-only practice this morning.
Let's go, Jack. Let's get ready, baby. Warm them little young legs up, baby. Young lad.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs.
Oh, I got some snow going right now, boy. Oh, yeah, you want to see these Kobe's, man? You know, fresh Kobe's, man, them galaxies, man. Hey, Sam, you need them Kobe's, huh? Them galaxies, huh?
I mean, I wish we could do this more often. This is a time that we kind of get together as players and kind of run things the way we want them to be run. And it's competitive. I mean, that's just our nature. It's going to be competitive no matter what. And we're always getting better, and I think this year we have something really big in mind. And we're going to work for that. We're going to work hard for that.
If walls could talk, today those of the NovaCare complex would be beaming of dedication to improvement. Not only have the players bought in with their voluntary workout, the front office has affirmed the ideal with a trade for Pro Bowl linebacker D'Amico Ryans, who will arrive in Philadelphia shortly.
Hey, ladies, yeah.
The backdrop for practice is the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, a fitting site for these men's pursuit of perfection.
We make this session quick and efficient. We're going to light them up today.
Light them up.
We got the best of them yesterday.
Did it, Matt?
It's competitive, man. You know, take care of each other, but it's competitive at the same time, you know. So it's good for us to get some of these younger guys, you know, familiarized with what we got going on. But it's pretty good for us. You know?
Before the press conference is scheduled to begin, the newest Eagle is introduced to several people who have eagerly awaited his arrival.
Hi, Jeffrey. This is D'Amico for you.
Here he is.
Mr. Lori.
D'Amico, great to have you, man.
Man.
Really
pleasure. Good, man.
Good, man. How you doing?
You all right, baby?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, man, that food was heavy, man.
It was heavy on you.
I couldn't go to sleep last night.
I was up till about 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't go to sleep either.
What you say? Repetition. Familiarity.
Nice coverage, Curtis.
What's your set?
Oh. Good job, Jake.
Football 101.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Watch this.
Wait, what's it?
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Check this one out. Learn from the best, Marty. Hey, morning, man. Check right. Check right. Right, right here.
Right. Yep. What's your set?
All right, we are excited today to have D'Amico Ryans with us. We've made a trade with the Texans. You're going to be meeting a class act right here. But with that, D'Amico Ryans.
Thank you, Coach. I'm excited about it. You know, happy to be here. Feel the passion here from the fans, feel the love in the city, and I'm just excited to get started. It's a great team here, great teammates, and I'm looking to come in and do my part, be myself. Take this city to where we want to go.
Last one. Quintus.
In the span of a few hours, the Philadelphia Eagles have collectively made strides toward future success. There are no guarantees in this league, and ultimately the significance of these events will be evaluated by the result of the season. But for the time being, there is reason to believe that 2012 will be special.
Appreciate y'all coming out, man. We